This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 30th, 2011, week four of the NFL season. A week ago, the Patriots were preparing to fly to Buffalo to battle the Bills in a meeting of two 2-0 teams. Today, on Friday, they are flying to Oakland a day early to take on the Raiders on Sunday afternoon at O.co Stadium, which no one knows, so don't even bother learning it. In a battle of 2-1 football teams, and what do those two teams have in common, Paul Perillo? The one was the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, all right.
Both gave up big leads, 21-3, 21-0 to lose to the Buffalo Bills and Offensive Player of the Month, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now they'll do their best to try to stay at 3-1 and not fall to 500. It's a battle of Richard Seymour. It's a battle of Logan Mankins. Jason Campbell versus Tom Brady. And that one really doesn't pan out all that
well.
Yeah,
don't throw all your pregame social material out the window now. Save some for Sunday.
Don't worry. But this is, of course, the Patriots.com roster report, where we get you ready for the game each and every Friday with all the moves of the week. We'll even take a little look at the injury report, because that becomes critical as Bill Belichick fills out his 46-man game day roster of active players in uniform. But we'll turn back the clock just a bit to last week, when prior to going to Buffalo, Bill sent one of the Gronkowski brothers home. Obviously, he wasn't going to cut Rob, who has 15 touchdowns in his
on pace for
over a year.
How many touchdowns? 26, 20, 25?
25, something
it's
ridiculous.
It's on pace to break the
to
record.
Break, Randy Moss's record. No, he sent Dan packing. Dan Gronkowski, brother of Rob, was released on September 23rd. Did not get to go home to Western New York and play in front of family and friends. And witness his brother's big game, 100-yard effort, 2-touchdown effort in Buffalo firsthand, which is unfortunate. A couple days later, September 27th, the Patriots released Landon Cohen for the second time in September. He'd been with the team in training camp, was released at the end of camp, landed in Seattle, was done in Seattle, brought back here last week for depth measures, and now is out of business yet again. Patriots re-signed on September 28th a veteran defensive lineman, Gerard Warren.
Money.
To add depth to said defensive line, because Myron Pryor is on IR, some Ron Brace and Brandon Dedrick not available, and Mike Wright unavailable, and Albert Haynesworth once again unavailable. Missed last week with a back injury. Was once again on the injury report this week with a back injury. And that's where we'll start, Paul Perillo. Spanning the bridge between the roster and the injury report and talking about one, Albert Haynesworth. Didn't start early in the season, was a rotational guy, and now is not even part of the rotation because of a back injury that crept up in practice last week. Returns to the field on Wednesday, but is once again out of practice this week. What do we make of this injury, and what do we make now, nearly a month in, of the long-term possibilities for Albert Haynesworth here in New England? And by long term, I mean this season.
No, I know what you mean. And it's two different questions, really. I'm not sure that the severity of his back problem, as you know, that's not my injury of choice, for anybody. I think they're tough to deal with. And the fact that he was out there for practice on Wednesday but then couldn't get back out there on Thursday, a little bit of a concern. Maybe something's flaring up on him. The bigger picture question you ask, I feel like he could be part of this team, for the season, but I don't think he's going to be an integral part of the team. I feel like he's, at best, one of the rotation. And, certainly you want to have as many bodies up there as you can. I wrote about the situation up front this week for PFW, and they have been chipped away a little bit. You know, you started off with Mike Wright and Myron Pryor and Albert Haynesworth. Well, by week three, you were missing all three of those guys. So it hurts you all around. I think he stays here if he's still with the program, and we have no reason to believe he's not. He's been a model citizen since he's been here, and he's saying all the right things. I got to think it's a physical problem, and that's why he's not playing. But I don't look at him coming in and playing and all of a sudden reverting to his former All-Pro self.
Okay, it's not PFW in progress, but we still like to speculate occasionally here on the roster report. Albert Haynesworth, and this was a topic I heard Albert Breer talk about on the radio this morning, Albert Haynesworth in his redone contract has significant escalators or incentives for playing
play time. Play time, yes.
40, 45, 50, 60%, somewhere in there. For big money, he can get upwards of $5.5 million.
He certainly has incentive to be playing if he can play.
Now, could that become an issue at some point? Say he's legitimately hurt right now. He can't get on the field. He's got a back injury. But he was already a rotational player. He was already a guy that was going to play 35, 40% of the snaps. Now you miss two full games. That hurts your season average for playing time in terms of the percentage of plays you're going to play for the year.
Right.
Is he going to want to be more a part of the rotation later in the year? Because I got to make up those games I missed. I got to make some money. Could this become some sort of a hurdle for a guy who has had a variety of issues no matter where he's been? University of Tennessee, Tennessee, and then Washington. Could this be something to keep an eye on?
I think it is. And I think if you, if you have so much tied into your playing time, I think it's a logical question to ask. Well, when you're healthy, you're only playing, what was it? I think it was 29 snaps in the opener. So you played less than 50% of the snaps in both of the games that you played. Is that an issue? Do you want to play? Do you want to be an every down player? Do you want to be on the field more? Is this rotation best suited for you? Fair questions. I think it could become an issue. I think at this stage that he's okay with it in terms of not being an every down player, because I don't think physically he feels like he can hold up.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's going to be the X factor in all of this. It's all well and good if he's ready to play, but you said it perfectly. He's not physically able to be on the field right now, so it's hard to worry about your incentives in your contract. It's a moot point.
And that's most concerning to me, is they managed him so much during the preseason. They've managed him to open the season in terms of rotational, and he was raving about it. We'll all be fresher later in the year. It's great how many guys we can run. Well, even in doing that, you haven't been able to stay on the field. You've now potentially missed two games in a row if he's inactive in Oakland. What do we expect down the road from him? So obviously no one can answer that. We'll see how that comes down the road, but it's something that bears watching. The other players who did not practice on Thursday, this is the Thursday practice participation report. Friday's not yet available as the team, as I said earlier, gets on the buses and planes and prepares to fly to Oakland to get acclimated on the West Coast time in advance of Sunday's game. But the four players as did not pee, DN, it's hard when you don't shorten the whole thing. Did not pee.
Yeah, did not
Doesn't
pee.
Sound as good. DNP or did not practice on Thursday. Albert Haynesworth with a back injury. Aaron Hernandez with the knee injury. Sebastian Vollmer with a back injury. And Mike Wright with a concussion. Of those two, I think the knee injury to Hernandez, we understand, is just going to be a progression. It was a reported MCL. It was reported as anywhere from, Lord only knows, 5 minutes to 12 weeks, but somewhere probably in the range of a month. It's going to take for him to get back 2 to 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. The concerning one for you, I know, is one Sebastian Vollmer, the right tackle, who was inactive for the opener, returned in week two, and then was inactive last week, a guy who had back surgery in college. From that point on, never had any problems in college, but I know you're a big believer that back injuries can flare back up, can come back at any point, and can be major. At what point do we say this isn't a week-to-week thing, this is a major concern?
I think we're there. I think we're at that point.
You're Debbie Downer today.
You don't think it's a major concern?
No, I do.
Yeah, I think that, and we talked about this last week, I think, on the roster report. When he missed the game against Miami, came back and played a game against San Diego, and had to miss a game against Buffalo. That, to me, is more concerning than if he had to miss the first two games and come back.
Right.
I think the fact that he felt, okay, I can go, and then it popped up again. And now so far this week, anyway, we haven't gotten the official report for a Friday, but so far this week he hasn't been able to get out there. Yeah, I think it's a major concern.
Unlikely he'll be out there in Oakland.
Right. And I'll tell you this, even if he's close, why would you put him on a plane and let him travel across the country at this stage?
A 6-hour flight out, a 4.5-hour flight back, 10.5 hours in a 2.5-day span.
Don't think it makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
I don't expect to see him in Oakland.
Elsewhere on the injury report, a lot of guys with limited participation. One of which I want to talk about. His name is cornerback Lee Bawden, who has now been on the injury report for most of the season, missed time in camp, and has had injuries this week. It's listed as a groin, limiting him in practice, had a hand injury, and a back injury. What do we make of the variety of injuries, and do we lay some of the blame for his poor start to the year, including the first play of the game last week in Buffalo, to these variety of injuries, and is he just battling? Is he just scrapping to get out there? He was a rotational guy when Dowling was out there early in the season. Is this showing you that he's dealing with a bunch of stuff?
I think it does, you know, and if you want to spin a positive, you said that I was being Debbie Downer in this podcast. I think it's admirable that he recognizes the situation back there, and you know, clearly his injuries aren't as severe as like Patrick Chung and right. and Rasai Dowling's. So I think he's doing everything he can to get out there. I think Bill alluded to that after the San Diego win with his post-game comments about how proud he was of so many guys that battled through things, and Chung was one of those guys that day.
Yep.
Went in the locker room, came back out with a cast on, and continued to play. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think Bodden's probably dealing with some things, maybe even serious enough to keep him out of a game if everybody were healthy. That's not the case, and you got to do the best you can with what you have.
A couple of other guys in the limited participation category on Thursday that I want to talk about. Patrick Chung. Looks like he got out there at the end of the week last week. I think there's going to be a good chance he could play this week.
I talked to him a little bit. He didn't give me any indications whatsoever either way. But, I agree with you. It looks like the cast is a little bit smaller to me. I don't know if that's true or not. But it looked like it was more of a hindrance last week. It looked like he had almost a big club on his hand last Friday when he grabbed his stuff and went out to practice, caused a little bit of a stir. Looked like a lot less today when I was talking to him.
Logan Mankins gave everyone a scare this week by missing, by all accounts, his first practice as a Patriot due to illness on Wednesday. Was limited again on Thursday, but maybe I just put too much respect in Logan Mankins. I think he'd have to be on his deathbed to miss a game.
A
game against former teammate Richard Seymour, which I urge everyone to set your DVRs and watch. There's certainly the possibility that these two get locked up after a play, long after the whistle, to the echo of the whistle, as some people say, and scrap it out a little. So keep an eye on that. I would assume that Mankins will be out there, but a couple other important guys. Rasai Dowling, you mentioned, with his hip injury, still limited in practice, hurts the depth in the secondary. And one that kind of flies under the radar, we've talked about this for a little bit this week, is the thigh injury to Jerod Mayo. Obviously your defensive captain, maybe the most important defensive player on this team. Still limited in practice. Do you believe that he is fighting something that could be affecting his play, Paul Perillo?
Yeah, probably. He's probably not 100%. I don't give him, you know, the free pass. I don't give Bodden a free pass either. If he's out there, he needs to be performing at a higher level than he is. And I think to a lesser extent with Mayo, because I think Mayo's played fine. I think Bodden has struggled. But yeah, I think he's probably at less than 100%. He's been on the injury report throughout the season. You know, we're 4 weeks in now. He's been on the injury report, I think, for every day of the season. So it's not, listen, there's a lot of guys banged up and it's going to get worse. You know, usually once you get on that injury report, your injuries don't go away during the course of an NFL season.
And personally, the most troubling injury has been the hamstring for Taylor Price. I was really hoping to see him have a breakout second season, and he's begun his second season the way he spent his entire first season. Inactive for 18 of his 19 career games, the former third-round pick has disappointed me personally. I thought he had an opportunity to get some more chances last week with Aaron Hernandez out of the lineup. He'll likely have another chance to do the exact same thing this week in the black hole, especially after Ocho Cinco did not, quote-unquote, take the bull by the horns and take advantage of those opportunities last week. If Price can get healthy, I got to think he'll get some chances in this offense to make some plays against what is a suspect Oakland Raiders defense.
And one of our listeners suggested, you know, Matthew Slater, Taylor Price, get them out there. PFW in Progress suggestion this week. Get them out there and use them as deep threats because Ocho isn't doing it.
On the other side of the injury report, I'll talk about just one injury because it's the only one that matters. His name is Darren McFadden. He was limited, at full participation after his groin tightened up last week. He's also listed with a shoulder injury. He is the Raiders offense. He's leading the NFL in rushing. He's their leading receiver. He is the leading guy that the Patriots need to focus on. If he were to not play, it would obviously be a huge, huge help for the Patriots' chances, but it looks like he is indeed going to play because they described him as prancing through the meadow like a schoolboy at the practice field or something yesterday. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like he's going to play.
It's also not going to hurt them that not going to hurt the Patriots offense that their entire secondary is either out
right.
or questionable.
Yeah, they're not good enough. Even if they were out there, Brady will tear them apart. But the bottom line is the 2-1 Patriots head to the black hole. to lighten it up a little bit with their passing game and light it afire. The fans in Oakland, though, will be pretty much jacked up for this game because they got a 2-1 Raiders team that they believe in, that's got some defense. Got Seymour has them believing. McFadden has them believing. I doubt they'll be leaving so much on Sunday night. I think they're going to go the way of some other teams in this league. Hot start, all for naught. But anyway,
I agree.
Another Patriots stuff.
Joe, hit your meat.
I wasn't that bad. For enough, Paul Perillo, for Andy Hart, another Patriots.com roster report with all the moves the Patriots make each and every week. Until next Friday, peace out.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.